10 minutes before Mass, it didn't look like anybody was going to show up. Had maybe a couple of dozen people here. I thought, well, maybe people thought it was going to start at 9:30, not 8:30. So I think it's 8:30, not 9:30. But it's good to see you all here this morning. This is, I guess we could call, a very uplifting day. Pardon the pun. It is the Ascension. We celebrate the Ascension today. And it's always tempting to see the Ascension, which is the conclusion of Christ's earthly ministry, as an ending. But to think of it that way is to see it kind of backwards. What we celebrate today is really a beginning. As we heard in Matthew's Gospel, moments after his ascension, Jesus told his followers very simply, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." He urged them to baptize, to teach, to carry out the work that has begun. But his first direction was pretty blunt. It was direct and it was clear. He said, "Go." G-O, go. The world is waiting. Act on what I taught you. Put it into practice. But then the account in Acts offers us another challenge to the disciples and to us. After the disciples watched Jesus disappear into the clouds, two men appeared. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing there looking at the sky?" In other words, what are you waiting for? The apostles were not supposed to spend their time staring nostalgically at the clouds, awaiting Christ's return. There was work to be done. There was a world waiting to be converted. So they left the mountain, went into the city, prayed with Mary for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and then launched the greatest missionary undertaking in human history. That first command of Christ to his apostles was a clear one, and it's the same one he gives us today. Go. Go and transform the world. Go and pick up those who have fallen. Go and heal those who are hurting. Go and love those who have been forgotten. Or, as the dismissal sometimes puts it at the end of the Mass, go in the peace of Christ, glorifying him in your life. The disciples did just that, and so did countless others after them. Think of some of the saints on our calendar. This week we celebrated the feast of Saint Isidore the farmer, who lived the command of Christ while plowing the fields in Seville. Last week there was Saint Damian, who lived it among the lepers of Hawaii. Some of our modern heroes today, like Father Gregory Boyle, lives it among the gangs of Los Angeles, offering them job training and opportunity and hope. And then there's Jean Venier, who lived among the mentally troubled in Canada. And Dorothy Day, who saw Christ every day in the poor and downcast, who showed up at the door of the Catholic worker house on Manhattan's Lower East Side. All of us this morning will leave church after Mass and will return home or wherever else we're going. And we have yards to cut, we have shopping to do, we have ball games to attend, although it's raining like crazy out today, and family and friends to visit with. But there's something extraordinary to be done within all of this ordinary stuff. And that is the great commission that all of us are charged with carrying out. So how will we do that? How will we heed Christ's command to go? How will we make our ordinary daily lives transcend and, yes, ascend? Simply put, how will we raise our lives and the lives of those around us up to God? 2,000 years after Christ returned to his Father and the disciples stood on the mountaintop staring into the clouds, there was so much of the world waiting to hear the good news that they had heard. and that is to hear Christ's message of hope, of redemption, and of resurrection. So many today are still waiting to hear and understand what it means to be a disciple of Christ, to be members of his church, and to learn to love one another as he has loved us. How will we make that known to those we meet today and tomorrow and the rest of our lives? Dorothy Day once wrote, "Our faith is stronger than death, our philosophy is firmer than flesh, and the spread of the kingdom of God upon the earth is more sublime and more compelling than anything else." So the message today of this beautiful feast, I think, is very simple. Do not stay too long on the mountaintop. My wife and I were in Utah a couple weekends ago, and it is beautiful out there. We wanted to stay. We had to come home. Come home to y'all, which we enjoyed. Took about 250 pictures out there. Still working through those. But we're not to stay too long on the mountaintop. Do not spend all of our time gazing at the clouds and the stars above and the scenery below, living in the past or dreaming about the future. We are to look instead at what lies before us, what Christ has put before us. Ask the Holy Spirit to prepare and to guide you, and then go. Would Dorothy Day, Jean Vanier, Father Boyle, and all other saints and heroes knew that the kingdom of God upon earth needs to be built is what we need to know as well every day of our lives. So the ascension is just the beginning. The rest of that is up to us.